Grass thinned beneath the willows, giving way to patches of cool, hard earth. The scent of wet stone itched the inside of Georgie's nose as he made his way to the stream bank. Black water rushed toward a distant outlet and giggled against the silent rocks. A rare contentment settled in his chest. Pushing aside the curtain of willow branches, Georgie paused. Below the chimes of the stream's rapids came a low, snuffling noise. He knew that sound. Disappointment washed through him. Someone had breached his refuge, and the excitement of the morning was lost now. For a moment, he considered finding another place downstream where he could be alone. When the sound came again, Georgie rolled his eyes up to heaven and shook himself all over, like a dog shaking off the wet, ridding himself of his frustration. Small for his 8 years and good with neither letters nor numbers, yet already George Willis knew when a woman was crying, a man was generally the cause of it. Huddled in the nest of interlaced roots at the bottom of the tree, a scrawny lass in a sky blue frock lifted her head and peered at him. Her fiery red hair had been plaited and hung limply over one shoulder. Crimson splotches around her eyes, nose, and mouth, contrasting with the milky whiteness of her skin.
"Hello. Broken heart, is it?" he asked, letting the branches fall behind him as he walked under the dome of the great willow.
"A broken heart? Don't be stupid,"
the lass said, with the ladle-like dip of a well-heeled accent.
"Are you lost?" he asked.
The girl couldn't be from the village with that accent. Pulling a lace-trimmed handkerchief from a pocket in her pretty half-apron, she blew her nose, honking like an angry goose.
"No, I'm a guest at Grange Abbey."
Folding her handkerchief, she finally stared at him straight on, scrutinizing him with a mixture of interest and distaste. Ah, that made sense. The stream lay on the border of the Viscount Grange's vast estates. The Viscount had 4 daughters, could have been 5. They were loud and constantly moving, so Georgie had a difficult time telling them apart, except the oldest, Violet, who was his same age and obviously up to no good. He liked her. If this girl were a guest, why wasn't she at the Abbey with the rest of the family? He glimpsed them playing Pall Mall in the garden, the youngest girls lisping their displeasure at having to hit the balls with their mallets and not one another. Perhaps she was a poor relation, like Mam had been before his father put a baby in her belly and had to marry her. Maybe she was like the girls in the stories Mam told him, the ones down on their luck until a handsome prince showed up to rescue them. That was Ripper then. He'd save her, wouldn't he? Then on to some fishing.
"Hungry?" he asked. "I've some tommy I can share with you."
She turned her cherry red nose up at his overture, but Georgie didn't take any offence. Instead, he clambered over to the pile of rocks where she sat and squatted, unwrapping the bundle the Abbey's cook had given him. A gorgeous aroma of yeast and wheat had him near fainting with pleasure. He'd been at the estate asking for work. His father had been gone for months now, and what coin his mam brought in with her lace could not keep them fed and clothed for much longer. Although his father disavowed them most times, Georgie's mam swore they had been married before he was born. Most of the villagers didn't believe her, but they were kind to her just the same. Georgie tolerated her trying to raise him like a gentleman's son, but his empty belly and threadbare clothes had finally convinced her to leave off with lessons and let him earn some coin on his own. With great reluctance, Georgie kept himself from yothering the rest of the bread. He would save it for supper and let Mam have the last of the stew. The gardener had given him a job starting tomorrow, including a penny as footing. Georgie would be the man of the house from now on, and his mam would never have to suffer his father's wrath again.